Welcome to Sales Secrets, new shows daily. Subscribe now.
Chris, if you had to go back in time to when you first started in selling, what is your top sales secret to maximize your sales results?
Focus on your sales team. If you focus on your people and if you properly enable and empower your people, they will do what's right for your customer and your organization will hit phenomenal results in sales. We are already seeing here at Conversica, we had an SDR team, probably hadn't had quite as much focus as they needed. I've come in, we've enabled them. They've improved 100% over
wow,
the last
quarter. That's incredible.
Already. And it's if you're not focused on your people, if you're not giving them the blueprint to success, and if you're not enabling them properly to execute that blueprint for success, you're going to fail. And if you fail, you're failing yourself and your people. Focus on your people. Focus on the right blueprint, giving your people the right blueprint. Enable them properly, and then empower them and get out of their way, and you will have amazing results.
That's incredible. And just because we cover the what, the why, and the how, so we covered the what and the why. You know, when you tell me, look, we doubled 100% increase, you got to focus on the people, the right blueprint, you got to empower and enable. I'm listening. I'm like, what the hell? Like, where do I start? What does that mean? Like, how do I put it to action? Like, what were some of the things that you did that maybe the audience can do to try to double their team's output and success?
Absolutely. So it goes to the blueprint. So when I say show them the blueprint, so when you come into an organization, anything when it's actually even field sales, but I call that my snowflake in the organization because everyone's a little bit different. But if you're looking at your process-driven teams, like inside sales, quota-carrying teams, or SDR organizations, they're capacity models. Give the team the blueprint to success. You know how many inputs or how many active leads you need in sequences to be successful. If you aren't measuring that with your team on a weekly basis and they don't know what that measurement is, then you're not enabling them properly to be empowered for success. Tell them you need to, if you're supporting SMB, you need 220 active leads in sequence at any given time. You need to have 5 conversations a day. Of those 5 conversations, 1 will convert. If you're not converting, we're going to role play. All of those input metrics then gives you a measurement that you need to do that can give you a coaching opportunity. So if you're not getting 5 conversations, you're not setting your sequences up right. If you're getting 5 conversations and you're not converting 1, your messaging isn't right. So when you have those inputs and that blueprint to success, you have exactly where you need to coach them.
If you enjoy Sales Secrets and you'd like to help out the show, go to the Apple Podcast app, the purple icon, and give us 5 stars. Those reviews help drive the show up the charts and through the algorithm so we can help even more salespeople, marketers, and entrepreneurs. Thank you for everybody that's done it. And if you haven't yet, please, please go give that a shot. Now back to the show.
That's awesome. Wow. So to wrap up the secret, you have to focus on the people. You have to provide the right blueprint, which is like really the micro math, the formulas, the coaching, the roadmap to say like, okay, this is how much you want to make. This is what you have to do to hit those sales numbers. And then you said like coach on wherever they're falling short in the funnel to level them up.
Yeah, pull the lever.
And then when you talk about like empowering, you know, because you and I, you know, we may be like detail-oriented freaks, right? Like how do you not jump on someone like, no, this is what you need to do? Like, how do you empower them with like the ability and freedom to like make their own decisions given the blueprint?
So, well, there's, I'll answer that with 2 things. I do believe that there's something called will and skill issues, right? So if someone has a will issue, I can't fix that. I won't try. I'll manage them out very quickly. I'm a very honest person about that. I tell everyone
I love that.
An organization. Then there's skill issue. And then when you look at a skill issue, there's way you need to look at it 2 ways. Well, actually you need to make 1 decision. Is this skill trainable? Yes or no? Yes, it's trainable. Is this skill trainable within the time frame that's not detrimental to the rest of the team, meaning I don't have to sink 10 hours a week to fix this skill detriment? If the answer is no, that it can be trained in a reasonable amount of time, my job as a people manager is to go in and fix that skill. And if I'm not doing that, then I suck and I shouldn't be a people manager. So I make that assessment between will and skill. Then the second thing that I really look at when I'm looking at, I'm sorry, go back to the question. I got off track. I apologize.
Oh, just how you empower people so that they maximize their success without like trying to tell them, like without micromanaging.
Absolutely.
I think. Because this is something that I'm trying to work on as a leader. I'm bad at it.
So the technique that I use once I decide if it's a will or a skill, because will you can't fix, get rid of
and,
it.
And will means like they're just not like putting in the work, right?
Attitude, chip on their shoulder, things that I can't fix those.
Like, nope, I mean, it's not coachable.
Break them and then they'll just rebuild, but that's very rare. Like, figure out if it's a will. If they're not willing to do it the way they need to do it and they have this chip and it has to be done their way, it's toxic to your environment because they're talking about it behind your back. Just get rid of them.
Love
if it's a skill, it's your responsibility to fix it. The second piece that I learned this probably about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. I keep forgetting how long I've been doing this now, but there's this technique called questioning for self-discovery. I've kind of coined it seeking to understand now after Shamrat at Clary, his term, he called it seeking to understand. But the way that I do is I ask my people questions until the data becomes their own. Instead of saying, hey, you need to do X, Y, and Z. Everyone knows what they need to do. What you need to do is make it relative to them. And so I'll ask questions. You know, if you were in my shoes and this was the performance, what would be the outcome that you would take? What would you do next? And what I do is start getting them to self-realize the things that they need to change and they want to be more empowered to do it. Because nothing's worse than telling yourself you suck at something. Someone else tells you to suck, you think of justification why they're wrong. When you tell yourself you suck, you fix it. And so that's what I'm trying to get them to do is realize that they need to fix something internal to them that I can't really fix. Or they need to hold themselves. Actually, it's not even about fixing. It's about accountability. I need them to get to a level where they're holding themselves accountable for their own outputs versus me having to hold them accountable. And once you can get them to that point, not only do you have them completely empowered, but you're also growing your next bench of leadership as well.
We are hiring here at Seamless.ai. That is right. We have over 850 positions open right now, hundreds of SDRs, hundreds of AEs, 50 engineers across every department in the company. We're hiring nearly 850 positions this year. So if you want to work for Seamless.ai, help the world connect opportunity, apply at Seamless.ai/careers, Seamless.ai/careers, Seamless.ai/careers.
Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.